save maybe another hour or 10 minutes, and certainly at least a half a day or more, preparing an additional. Well, the reason for having these files in the clerk's office is to avoid a duplication of the process. The law doesn't contemplate that the defense is required to issue process for a witness who has already been subpoenaed by the prosecution. But we have no way of knowing. The only thing we've been furnished is this typewritten list of names of witnesses that might be called, and then an amended oral explanation that there may not be more than, I think, 80 or 90. I know the 90 was in there somewhere. Actually used for our guidance in the issuance of process, we respectfully ask that the prosecution be directed to return to the clerk the process as served on such witnesses as have been so served.
We have subpoena in our files, court pleases. We did not return it up into the clerk's office because we had an administrative problem involved in that. We had witnesses en route here and throughout the various parts of the country and of the world, required us going back over that and stopping those people. And also, if the court pleases, we did not wish and want to make this public to bring about more harassment of these witnesses, which they've undergone prior to the trial date by the various news media. So we didn't feel that it should be returned on those reasons. And also, if the court pleases, there's no way in the world that the defendant could be prejudiced by that fact in view of the fact that he has been tendered some 5 months or 6 months ago. Let's put it that way. 6 months ago, an entire panel of all the witnesses that are going to be called by the state. So my understanding of the law is that we're compelled to do that. Failure to do that, and the defendant can show prejudice, could be prejudicial if he can show that he is surprised by that testimony. So I'm saying, court pleases, that we have a subpoena. We do not feel that we ought to be compelled to turn it over, not to the defendant, but to the clerk's office, where it becomes public, bring about the harassment and all. It could not be prejudicial because 6 months ago, the defendant had an entire panel of the witnesses to be called.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Clark.
November the 12th, excuse me.
Have you all found anywhere in the law? You see, this was a state's subpoena, which was issued by the clerk. I imagine many of them had to be mailed to foreign states. The ones that served in this county, is there anything in the code that sets out what must be done with those subpoenas when the case is set for trial and then continued as it was done in this case? Are you all familiar with any code section that says what must be done with those subpoenas?
No code section, of course, places.
Do you know of any case in Tennessee that has anything to say about it?
In response to the court's inquiry, we have found two old cases that say that they should be returned to the clerk. These cases were determined many years in advance of the McBride case, which requires the state, if they don't furnish the names of the witnesses to the defendant, then there could be trouble there. You'd be surprised.
Can you give me the style of this case?
Your Honor, I don't... If you'll let Mr. Beasley leave the courtroom long enough to get those cases.
I'd like to examine them right now.
Please, I understood Mr. Dwyer to say that he had no objection to letting the defendant have it as long as it wasn't made public. Well, that's all we're in, having a copy of it.
No, I don't believe you, Mr.
I believe he said that was one of the reasons that he didn't return it, was to keep the witness
in the interim. If the court would hear from me, I'd like to answer. I'm waiting for the court president.
If you're through, Mr. Dwyer, were you through?
Yes, sir, I've made no...
Hey, please, the court asks you, any... I believe you were to rap, I will use handicap. We are furnished 360 witnesses, and we're told that approximately 80% of them may not be called. Mm-hmm. It is certainly, I would not care to suggest that the district attorney intends to handicap us by just giving us these multifarious names, but it actually acts as such, both a harassment and a handicap. And the subpoena itself would give us the difference, save us 80% of the time if we are to be required to explore each one of the 360. Have you been subpoenaed when we couldn't find it here? I have never been one who believed that the new law is necessarily the best law. I think that the older the law is, like some other manufacturers of man, the better it is. And if it's been the law of the state of Tennessee since time immemorial, and if it has not been repealed, but has only been emphasized and strengthened, the mere fact that it is old does not necessarily make it bad. And whatever the law was, and has been unquestioned until it now gets questioned in this case, I don't believe that the prosecuting attorney has any right to make any new law with reference to the James Earl Ray case. That hasn't been the law of Tennessee since the prosecuting attorney was a child, the or before. Now, that is aimed at his admission and confession and avoidance. I don't think the court, if the court's going to let each of us make our own law, or the court's going to make special law here, why then we're all going to be chasing our tails and getting over.
I think, Mr. Foreman, you're going to find that I'll follow the law.
I think so too, Your Honor. And I'm not arguing with the court, I'm arguing with the prosecuting attorney. And I think that he has argued this case in favor of our having access to that subpoena far more logically and eloquently than I was prepared to do. But he's done it honestly and forthrightly, as we would expect the judgment of the character to do.
Well, I think, in fact, I won't go into any personal biography here any more than is necessary, but I've been connected with these criminal courts since 1934, and I've found that the mere fact that a custom has arisen and everyone regarded it as a law, many times on closer examination it's been found that the law was more honored in the breach than in the performance. If this is the law, why, it'll be followed. But I know that many defense lawyers don't get out subpoenas at all. They don't want the state to know what they've got. They don't want to show any of their hand, and vice versa. I mean, sometimes the state doesn't want to show their hand. And there's a lot of times people have gambled on not subpoenaing some people. They've gotten themselves in a hole when it comes to asking for a continuance because they didn't do it. There's been a great deal of playing things very close to your chest and going on around here, and we'll see what these old cases hold and whether or not they're still alive.
I've had a lot of research.
Might I make an observation, Your Honor? Mr. Foreman states by me making the law requires and directs upon their request that I furnish him with names of prospective witnesses. If my ears served me correctly on a prior occasion, Mr. Foreman made a statement to the court. He's not interested in the people at the state's appeal. He's more interested in the people at the state's don't appeal. But in fairness, not trying to handicap him, but abiding by what he says he wanted, we gave him all of the names of the court place.
Well, I think this is not... I'm not interested in quarrel that the court's not interested in. I know that civil cases that they require parties to give the exploring party the names of all their witnesses. But they don't require them to place the witnesses that they are going to subpoena because they say that that would disclose their hand and destroy their theory was concerned. We're not concerned with a different problem. I'd like to see the book check here, so I'm able to. You hand them up, Mr. Sheriff.
Beasley said these cases that I inform the court might be in point according to Mr. Beasley's interpretation. They are not in point. But we have the cases here to speak of what is a proper return that the court desires the case.
I'd like to ask.
I don't have, but I didn't think they said specifically with reference to the duty of the clerk.
Into the jacket of the case that is on trial, or cases.
And by jacket,